Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
We got the playoffs going on, we got the Penguins, and we got the voice of the Penguins, who is also here. Nick Hart is in the house.
Oh, I got the horn intro. I love it. I'm really fired up. I was excited to be on with the Froggy Fellas to start. Now I'm really buzzing. That's the way to do it.
Well, the contest. Go ahead. Let's hear the other. This isn't updated,
but still, this is what we got. We could have given you that horn.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm used to hearing that one. I hear that in my sleep at this point.
We had listeners tell us, you have to play it twice each time. You can't just do it once. Remember the time we did it once and somebody goes, it's got to play twice. That's how they do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you got to hammer that horn.
Yeah. But we have to wait for it to play through. That's the thing. Mm. So you can't do like the, it's got to be like,
So, Nick, I have a million questions all about broadcasting what we learned talking to you off the air here. So, like 10 years, almost 11 years that you've been with the Penguins.
That flies by.
And then doing the broadcast stuff. And it's funny, I always wondered this. So you are the guy in the booth. That's it, right?
That is me, yeah.
A one-man show and you go everywhere.
Yes, industry standard at the American League level. Everybody's flying Han Solo in the booth. But you are the guy whose boots on the ground for every game, home and road. People get surprised when I tell them that. I'm on the bus with the boys going to Laval, Quebec, going to Cleveland, Ohio, and, of course, the easier trips to Allentown and Hershey.
Yeah,
hopefully we got some, we're lucky we got some easy travel here for this opening round playoff series with it being against the Bears.
Right, to be going. So in the broadcast booth here, what do you have in there? You get to decorate it at all? And like I'm asking, what's your thing that has to be in the broadcast booth while you're there every night?
All I need is my laptop and my notes, which I will work on fastidiously every game day. Maybe a little bit of tea and honey. I'm not a coffee guy during the game. I want to keep the instrument nice and loose. But otherwise, maybe I should look into some decor, maybe some streamers. I don't know. Maybe some photos of family. Like, what should go in there?
Certain lighting and stuff like that.
Get yourself like a signed stick.
Yeah.
A signed stick from the team. Pop it up there.
There we go. Or maybe I go like the college dorm and just put some Christmas lights up in the corner.
Yeah, I like the Christmas lights.
That's the way to do it. Do you ever get like to the point, and I know it's got to be tough, and there's a certain adrenaline flow to it, but you ever get somewhere and you're like, oh, all right, I'll get through this game and I just want to go home. I mean, how do you get yourself up for every game in the broadcast?
The tea and honey certainly helps, but I grew up a fan. I grew up playing the game. So even on those, long nights, you're not going off of much sleep. It's the third game in 3 days and you might be in a town that you love or don't love. It can be a little bit of a grind, but whenever that puck drops, any exhaustion that you had before that, any disinterest you had before that, you lock in because the game is the best. We love this game. We love hockey. So as soon as the puck drops, you don't have to worry about got me getting excited.
Yeah, and you've been to how many games? You've been to so many games.
Over my whole life? I don't know. A million.
Yeah.
I've been to the mall. I love going to see the Pens.
Yeah, and you said you played also. I didn't know that. So it was your goal when you were younger to, well, you look like you're 22 years old. So, but was your goal to eventually play professional hockey?
Oh, yeah. When I was growing up, I was convinced I was going to be the next Jaromir Jagr, but a general lack of talent and athleticism eventually proved to be a roadblock.
Yeah. It was yours. It was a lock-in.
Exactly. So, you know, I never played at a high level or anything like that. Nothing close to what our guys do. And I think people sometimes underestimate pro athletes in general. They're, oh, this guy stinks. This guy sucks. You know, you'll hear that. I don't think people realize how good, truly unfathomably good, professional athletes are at the major league level, and even here in Northeast Pennsylvania, the minor league level. These guys are no joke. Our players, not only did we have a great team this year, but you got to fight tooth and nail every single night against other guys who are fighting to get an NHL opportunity, extend their careers, put food on the table for their families. It's no joke. It's the real deal.
That's what I find out. I mean, look at it compared to the majors, and yeah, okay, these guys made it. They're making the big money, and that's that. But it looks like in a lot of sports, when you're looking at the minor league level, those players play harder than the major league level because they're trying to establish themselves.
There's a significant amount of heart that goes into it, and I don't think people should overlook the desire to be the best version of themselves that they can be that has to come out in a minor league athlete to, once again, either extend their career or take their career to the next level. And I think the great thing about our club this year, 46 wins, 101 points, one of the best seasons we've ever had in franchise history. Every guy to a man in that locker room has that heart.
All right. Can you hang out a few minutes?
Boys, I'm in no rush. Let's go.
You don't have to be anywhere until what, tomorrow night?
To tomorrow night. Puck drop 7.05 p.m.
We got Nick Hart from the Penguins hanging out with us this morning.
Yeah, there we go.
Penguins playoffs. That's what we're talking about. So we gave away tickets earlier this morning. Crockett's going to do it again later on this afternoon for you to win. We also have them tomorrow. But, Nick, talk about it. Talk about the game coming up tomorrow, what the chances are, how to get tickets, all
that exactly.
Stuff.
So game one of this best-of-five Atlantic Division semifinal series starts tomorrow night, Thursday, 7.05 p.m. at Mohegan Arena at Casey Plaza. Penguins will also be hosting game two Saturday, May 2nd, 6.05 p.m. puck drop. So we start an hour earlier on those Saturday home games. Games three and four, if necessary, could be a sweep end in three games, but three and four will happen down in Hershey Tuesday and Thursday. And if necessary, if we have to go the distance, play all five games, Penguins worked their tails off all year to have that home ice advantage. Game five back here in Northeast Pennsylvania next Saturday, May 9th, also 6.05 p.m. puck drop. Games one and two tickets, they're already on sale now. You can get those by calling the team at 570-208-PENS. WBSPenguins.com, Ticketmaster.com, the Mohegan Arena, Casey Plaza box office.
Watching your face, you've done this a few times.
You have a litany of ways to get your hands on playoff tickets for game one and two, but what I encourage people to do is to call the front office because that way you can get your Penguins playoff pack. Ensure your seat for every single home game that we play, however long we're playing. If we're going deep into the spring and early summer, you make sure you have your ticket in your hand at Mohegan Arena at Casey Plaza. You also get an $8 voucher, good for the Saver concession stands or the Penguins Igloo team store to make sure you're swagged out for the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that comes with every single game. So you get a free $8 in your pocket every Penguins home game that you come
there
to, right?
This is why
I keep encouraging people to do the playoff packs, but you can only get those by calling the team directly, 570-208-PENS, or just visit us in person at our offices at 40 Cole Street.
That's awesome. I mean, so now, well, what are your predictions for this? Are you going to call a sweep? Are you going to be your pain?
No, like, hey,
what are you thinking?
It's a rivalry, right? Yeah. And that always brings out the utmost passion, as if playoff hockey wasn't enough for you. But it also brings out the intensity. It levels the playing field, so to speak. Playing the Hershey Bears for the ninth time in the playoffs in our franchise history, most we've ever played any team. The previous eight matchups, we've beaten them four times. They've beaten us four times.
Oh, so this is the splitter.
We've played 40 games across those eight different playoff series. We have won 20 games. Hershey has won 20 games.
Oh, my
right?
gosh.
its level. So as much as I'd like to say, hey, the Penguins were a 101-point team, Hershey had the 21st best record in the league in the regular season, we got this, three games, I can't say that. I cannot look you straight in the eye and say that that's the case. Playoff hockey is a completely different ball of wax. You throw the regular season records out the window. Who has more now? Who has more in the tank? Who wants it more? Who's going to avoid those little mistakes? Who is going to execute at a higher level? Who has that intensity? Who's ready to run through a wall to win the Calder Cup?
I know, you're getting me. You're getting me like all jacked up here. I'm feeling it.
We're going to find out over the course of this next week. So that is my prediction, more of a nebulous concept of it's going to be fun. It's going to be ill-tempered at times, but it's always going to be entertaining.
Will we see a shootout?
You will not see a shootout. Those don't happen in the playoffs.
Shootouts don't happen in the playoffs?
Oh, no. Whenever we go to overtime, we play until somebody scores. That could be 1 OT, 2 OT, 3 OT, 4 OT, 5 OT.
We could play
into the following morning in playoff hockey, baby.
So we will not see a shootout. So it just keeps going?
It keeps going. You play 5-on-5. We don't even go down to 3-on-3 like in the regular season. You play 5-on-5 hockey until somebody scores. It is next goal wins.
I could see you getting to like 11:30 at night. Oh, here we go again.
I believe the longest game in American Hockey League history wrapped up around like 2:40 in the morning between the Charlotte Checkers and Lehigh Valley Phantoms.
What's the longest you've ever called overtime?
Longest I've ever called. So we played the Providence Bruins back in 2016, a 3-overtime game that Jake Guentzel, a name people may be familiar with, scored the overtime winner that clinched us the series. We beat Providence in 3 games, but all 3 games went to OT. But that was a triple overtime game. Casey DeSmith set the franchise record for most saves in a playoff game with 59 that night.
Jeez.
It was a long night at the office, but because the Penguins won, we partied deep into the night as well.
Oh, I bet.
Well, Nick, we appreciate you stopping in this morning. Learned so much about Penguins hockey, which I did not know.
To educate, gentlemen. Happy to educate and happy to entertain those fans who come out to these playoff games tomorrow night and Saturday night, games 1 and 2.
WBSPenguins.com. Get all your ticket information up there.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.